What's up? This is Kyle Hebert, the voice of the narrator from Dragon Ball Z. And you're listening to WMUC-FM College Park. How many songs do we have? Over 9,000!
It's time to party! Woo!
You like me, don't you?
Well, yeah.
So we like each other, so why not?
I like you, but not too.
But you want to, don't you? Don't you?
Well, maybe.
I have protection. Are you worried about...
No, it's not that. I just don't know.
Guys, times have changed for everyone. I just don't know is not a yes. And when it comes to sex, take maybe as a no.
Thank you. This is the Collegiate Sound for College Park, WMUC. This is where it's happening.
Thank you. Tuesday, 12:30. I've got a pretty solid routine these days. I don't know, it just works for me. Anyway, I was leaving. I was getting in my car, and I went to adjust the rearview mirror. But in its reflection, just for a second, I saw a figure. Started to trigger, memories flooded back, stopped me in my track. Who was that? It was my lover. A lover from a past life. Somewhere between a lover and a friend. It was different back then. Surreal. Poetic but uncertain. Like a bizarre chick flick with a confusing end. But I shut it down. Closed it off. The sounds and smells I made myself forget. A cheap solution to blackout regret. But it was real. It just feels like a past life. It off as just a random event. It consumes me. I thought I was moving on, but I guess I was just switching off. And now I see my life as the banal slog it instantly became. And I don't know if I can go on the same. But I don't want to dig up old bones. I mean, I don't even know if she has the same phone number. Who knows? Maybe she does.
Oh, Yes, hello, everyone out there in Radio Land. My name is Vic Chestnut, and you're listening to WMUC. Dig it. Thank you.
Hello, this is John Lennon of the Beatles for the Top Spin Pops. Listen to WMUC in College Park. Get listening, kids.
That's me. You probably wonder how I ended up in this situation. My name is Creed, and a few years ago, someone or something turned me into a doggy. And ever since this happened, I have been searching for help to break this spell. I was in the park yesterday when this nice lady with a blue handbag came up to me. She told me that she works for a doctor.
We're gonna help you, trust me.
Speaking with Rebecca or Fiona. We can help you with that.
Bye.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the group therapy session wasn't really what I would have expected, but that doesn't really matter. Here I am, still a doggy, but I consider myself cured now. It doesn't matter what I am what I am, but I have found my pack, the friends with whom I belong. They taught me to accept myself, and they showed me the way. And now I gotta run, actually. You see, we are off to our next adventure.
Goodbye, too.